Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Here is Melanie. You're found warm on winter in the mid United States. Over the fire. If you are in the winter season, you're enjoying a warm, crackling fire. There we go. We'll have to shorten up that fire a little bit. So I hope that you are well as you are listening to this segment of Spark Radio. As I said, we had some more snow today, and that has delayed my drive home. The roads, at least the route that I'm taking, are pretty good. Other routes here in Iowa are pretty much snow and ice covered. That's always a challenge when driving. So hopefully you've had some refresher if you're driving in the winter conditions about being safe. And taking your time is high on the list. So our subject for tonight's segment is enjoying the December holidays. There are a number of holidays during this month, and well, a lot of us get very, very busy, and sometimes so busy that we end up so stressed that we really don't enjoy the people, the parties, the presents, the giving, the beauty, the decorations, the Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa celebrations become taxing. So how can you keep enjoying those December holidays amidst all that we try to accomplish? That's our subject for tonight. And so if you have some strategies that you've discovered that have helped you to get through some of those tasks more quickly, more efficiently, or with more fun, or all of the above, I do hope you'll call in at 347-215-8390, and I'll be at my switchboard in about 3 minutes. For those of you who are listening to this segment in the archives, if you do have something that you want to share, please send it an email to brainbonanza@gmail.com, and I will share it in a future segment. Our show, as always, is brought to you by Brain Bonanza, LLC, where you can discover new possibilities and ideas that make you say, wow. So I invite you to visit brainbonanza.com, as that is a great resource. In the meantime, tonight we will explore some possibilities around getting through the stressful holidays and doing it with joy. So whatever holidays you're celebrating this month, what are you doing that you enjoy, that brings you joy? And some people, decorating, having a beautiful home with special decorations for those December holidays brings joy. For others, it brings stress, getting out the decorations, having to take down the fall decorations, get up the Christmas decorations, rearrange the furniture, set up the tree, set up the menorah, just work and try to get it done quickly and efficiently so that there's time to see the decorations before we take them down. My philosophy around the 12 days of Christmas is that it starts on December 25th, so I leave my holiday decorations up for 12 days after Christmas. We did put up our outdoor yard display the weekend before Thanksgiving, said the 2 weeks ago to tomorrow, 2.5 weeks. We didn't light it nightly until after Thanksgiving. So we were able to get that done while it was still warm out, and so that task is finished. This year we're doing something interesting with setting up our tree in a way that we haven't done it before. Oh my, as I'm pulling into a driveway filled with snow. Oh, well, at least I can get up the stairs. Yes, my 7-year-old Alex is extremely excited because we have snow in there. As long as the wind chill is above 15, they go outside to play. So he's very, very happy about that. And, of course, doesn't ever make it directly from the truck, the van, to the front door without making a path through the snow. Oh, my. Oh, speaking of decorations, we still have a scarecrow flag hanging up. We need to take down Mr. Scarecrow and put up Jingle Bells or Snoopy in a tree, something from the box. So it's, you know, one thing at a time. And oh, yes, I was sharing my new strategy around putting up our tree this year. And that is that we ended up getting back a little later on Sunday from our family celebrations of Thanksgiving. And with getting everything ready for him to go back to school, it got to be late. So our deal was we would get the tree from the closet under the stairs and at least get it set up. We have an artificial tree. And so the morning before school, we put all the big branches in the bottom and stood the top in. Boom, that was our Monday. Well, Monday night, we were going to put on the lights. Well, we ended up having to run errands, got back late. So Monday night, he pulled all the branches up. Last night, we were going to put on lights. I worked late. He needed to get his piano practice and his homework done. Well, I got home and his homework still wasn't done, so we didn't put up lights. So tonight, after this segment is recorded, I'll grab a quick bite to eat. If his homework and piano are finished, then we will put on the lights and maybe even the garland. And then tomorrow night, the garland, if it's not done yet, and then start the decorations. So we're having a gradual approach to getting that tree up, and it's working as an incentive for him to get some things done ahead of time. And then this next weekend, we'll look at putting up our other decorations inside the house. And we do have a lot of different things to put up, and we vary from year to year. And it's just, you know, what goes up gets up, and what doesn't, well, it'll go up next year. Now, that's my approach to decorating. And again, other people, they love that. I have a friend, Kathy. Actually, she was a guest on Spark a couple months ago talking about mentoring. Kathy, her home is amazing with holiday decorations, both inside and out. Her husband loves to decorate and light outside. And she said it takes her pretty much a whole day to get her house decorated and get everything up on the walls and the tables and the candles. I mean, it's just beautiful. Mine doesn't look like that. Because that part doesn't bring me as much joy. The tree, a few decorations, and that works for me. And so when it comes to that, if it's causing you stress and you're losing the joy in the process, can you scale back a little bit? Would that be a possibility? Because if that's the case, that's one of the ways that you can enjoy the holidays. Uber, going outside. I shouldn't lock the door after I almost couldn't get them open when I was leaving Dubuque. And that was kind of a scary concept of having to be stranded because I couldn't get in the door. So that's, you know, suggestion number one is to scale back, whether it's on the decorating side or the baking. Are you the kind of person who loves to give homemade gifts, whether it's baked goods or whether it's the like soup in a jar where you put the layers of different ingredients. I did that one year with vegetable soup. Maybe I'm thinking about doing something like that again this year. You can do it with cookies or bars or, you know, and layer the dry ingredients. And then all you have to do is include a recipe. And that can make a nice gift. Put it in a jar with make a nice top on it. Again, if that brings you joy to spend the day baking cookies with the kids or for by yourself or making fancy desserts to take to parties, then by all means, continue doing it. When it becomes a chore, is the time to stop and to say, why am I doing this? Am I doing this because somebody thinks I should do it? I just realized I need to get a boot rack in our moved up from our back door to our front entryway because it's definitely wet in our entryway. So looking at the things that you do to prepare for the holidays, doing it because you want to, because it brings you joy, or because you have to, in all the running around for gifts that you're purchasing. Are you enjoying shopping? One or two of my sisters and I go out on the Friday after Thanksgiving. It's crazy. And yes, we just know that we're going to be in lines in some places, and we just laugh and have conversation, and it's much more fun when we're together that we can do that as opposed to when we're by ourselves. And, you know, there are people that you watch, that you see, who are stressed out, who are pushing, you know, and unfortunately, this last year, you know, there's stories of people being trampled because they were in a rush to get a good deal. That definitely detracts from the holidays. So, if it doesn't bring you joy, the deal's really worth it. Having a heart attack, getting trampled, you know, people getting shot, that's hard for me to comprehend over, you know, a purchase. Ooh, static electricity. That's one of my minuses this time of year. Getting zapped by things you touch. And our humidifier is even running, which is the sound you heard when I walked down to our office. Sounded like a low roar. Good thing I don't have a camera because it's definitely entertaining watching me getting out of my coat. So, I'll bet also for some of you, you're facing the demands of scheduling everything. Scheduling holiday celebrations with family and parties that employers are having at work and friends are having parties and concerts at school and other school events. And, oh, my goodness, if the calendar was colorful with the schedule before, oh, my, now it's even more. So what do? Well, sometimes it means that we can't say yes to everything, that we prioritize and graciously thank people for the invitation and let them know that we won't be attending this year. If trying to get to everything is causing you stress, make sure you include some of that time, quiet time, for you. Maybe with the kids, trying for both parents to try to get to everything isn't practical. So mom can go to one event with kids, dad goes to another one. That may work. And with recording, camcorders, digital cameras that have recording capabilities for concerts, those all offer options as well. And I'm lucky. My son, when he did his first piano recital, I had scheduled a conference in Florida before the recital date was announced. And So I was on an airplane during his recital, and he said, "That's okay, Mom. Dad can tape it, and we can watch it when you get home." He's 7. So that was really helpful. He was 6 at the time. And sometimes having those conversations with kids and helping them understand about sometimes we can't fit everything in that we want to do. And so we have to do the best we can to do as much as we can, and that we have choices. And for some people, having that experience of cutting down their own tree, for example, if that's enjoyable for your family, that tradition, then by all means, keep doing it. If you end up in civil war, battling about getting the right tree or getting it on a certain day, or kids are screaming and fighting, may not be a good tradition to continue or a healthy tradition to continue. So maybe you can tweak it a little bit. Maybe only a couple of family members go this year. And while they're getting the tree, maybe other family members are baking cookies. Or, you know, and there are ways to divide and conquer tasks. Maybe to divide and conquer based on strengths about what people enjoy doing. You know, if I don't mind wrapping gifts. I'm just not very good at it. And they don't look so nice. My husband, on the other hand, looks like, you know, hospital corners. Well, that's what you call it with a bed. But when he wraps beautiful, neat, can't see tape, and I'm just throwing tape everywhere to get it done. So wrapping is his responsibility. Sometimes I wish he would do it sooner. And rather than stressing out about it, I need to let it go. As a colleague of mine at the credit union says, breathe in, breathe out, let it go. It will get done in his time frame. So wrapping became his task. Now, I don't know if he likes doing it. He's good at it. And so that's his contribution to our Christmas. And putting the lights on the tree. It used to be, last few years I've been doing it. It was an artificial tree. You can spin the tree in the stand, which makes it a little bit easier to put those lights on. The number to call if you have strategies and suggestions for shortcuts, minimizing stress, maximizing joy for the holidays in December, please give us a call at 347-215-8390 and share those, or send them in an email to brainbonanza.com and I'll share it in an upcoming show. Where do you go for those quick hints? You know, there are some things like traditional Christmas breads that, for example, my mother, when she had 7 kids, was really a hustle, she said, to try to make a yeast braided bread, so she stopped doing it. The recipe that I have makes 2 loaves, and I usually bring 1 home from our family gathering because there's always so much food. And so this year I may, and I think I did last year too, take it to work because it's a connection to our family history. Will I do it for years? I don't know. But in the meantime, you know, telling the story about grandma to our kids, it's their grandmother's mother or their mother's grandmother who made that, and her mother made it. And so Alex helped me the first year that I made it. I made it before we went to our family Christmas gathering. Last year I made it there, so they had the smell of baking bread in the morning. But that was fun. Now, if it becomes a hassle and an obligation and it's a stress to get it done, then that's something I will reconsider. Because either finding the joy again in the task or reprioritizing the task is a way that you can enjoy the holidays. Maybe you've had the best holiday party on the block. And well, this year, maybe you don't do the holiday party. Maybe this year, you take your time and the money that you would spend on the party and use invest it in another way, donate it to charity. For some families, giving to those who have less abundance at this time of year is important, whether it's working at a food kitchen, whether it's donating toys. This year with the floods in Cedar Rapids and other parts of Iowa and the tornadoes in Parkersburg, there's still a lot of recovery going on and a lot of families that are still displaced, still looking for, they're either living in FEMA housing or haven't been able to return to their homes. And so being able to go through gently used toys and donating them or purchasing a new toy for kids who maybe wouldn't have toys for Christmas otherwise. Maybe making that giving as a part of your tradition for the holidays. And that's just as important for children to learn as receiving. Maybe it's finding some fun holiday crafts, making decorations or making wrapping paper instead of buying wrapping paper is a way that you could save some money, which would decrease some stress around the holidays. You know, some of the things that we buy, do we really have to? Can we make them and still enjoy the process? And I think we have wrapping paper and appliances for a few years because we bought it when it was on sale after the holidays. I also have different Christmas craft books that I've gotten over the years with things to make. And that's something we'll be exploring as making gifts for teachers this year. As a way to have some family time with my son to create those gifts. And they're even more special when you make them yourself. Now, then there, I have a friend who... friend Eric, who used to say that he never believed that when people said, oh, it doesn't matter what you get me. If you make it, if it's something that you took the time to make, it's going to be important and meaningful, and I'll appreciate it. He thought that was a bunch of hooey growing up. And for me, it's very true because it comes from the heart, and that is a wonderful gift. And I know that's not true for everyone. And for those people who have to have the expensive gifts, well, that's another show. So right now, thinking about those gifts, are there things you can make with the children, for the children? Our family draws names. It's because it can get expensive. There are 12 grandchildren. We were all buying for each other's children. And they outgrow toys. And so we chip in $6 per child, so that's $72. And then I spend $6 buying a gift for each child. So, and then the remaining money buys a $50 savings bond that you can purchase for $25. So they get a gift that's earning money for their future, and then they still have something to unwrap from their aunts and uncles. And the challenge of finding something that they can use that they might like for $6 is challenging. And so that after Thanksgiving sale really helps, whether it's toys or sweatshirts. This year we got a number of the kids will be getting some really nice Champion sweatshirts that one of the stores happened to be running on sale. And as well as there's some different games. Because we play games a lot in our extended family, and we do here, and we have a game night once a week. And games can be as simple as storytelling together, too. You know, what are the stories that you tell around the December holiday or holidays that you celebrate in your family? We have about 20 minutes left. That number again is 347-215-8390, because I don't always see who's listening at this moment. I don't see any callers. I also realize, and I didn't get this morning before I left for the credit union, I didn't type in the description for our show, and so I will do that when we're finished. If you have suggestions for future shows, topics that you'd like to address, situation that you're facing that you're thinking there's got to be a better way, that we can explore some resources that might help you, let us know. And again, you can send that email to brainbonanza@gmail.com or go to brainbonanza.com's website, and there's an email address, a contact us link there that you can use. So are there some websites out there that have some resources around the holidays? One that I enjoy is called familyfun.com. Family Fun magazine I've been getting for a number of years. And the website is nice because you can do a search for crafts, for recipes, for activities. And so depending on the age of your children or the children in your life, you can explore doing some different things. We haven't done gingerbread men, per se. We do holiday cookie baking with Grandma Shirley. She does the rolled cutout cookies that you decorate. So I appreciate that because that's the extra work I don't do. We go to Grandma's house and we spend a Saturday making cookies. And some have icing, some just have sprinkles. So Alex every year gets to do a little bit more. Last year he got to even roll some out in addition to cutting them. And then when he's done and goes and does other things, and Grandma and I finish up the cookies. So this year we might try some gingerbread men. I haven't talked to him about that. Again, have fun and enjoy the season that you celebrate. Enjoy the holiday that you celebrate. Because there's a book entitled The Present, which is a wonderful analogy written in the same style as Who Moved My Cheese and I'm drawing a blank. It's Ken Blanchard and they write a number of those metaphorical and stories to make points about different things, raving fans. But The Present is about a young man's journey to discover what the present is. And I won't ruin the story for you, but I would invite you to read it. It's a very short read, a bathroom book, as I share in my speeches and in trainings and coaching. I'll leave it in the bathroom, just read a few pages here and there. And another point about the present, and I mentioned this to my 18-year-old nephew, who's a senior in high school. He and I were texting as they were traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday for the first time in 18 years. They came to celebrate. Because they are from Kansas City. It's about a six-hour trip up, and Thanksgiving is very close to the Christmas holiday, so about a month apart. And so that makes an expensive two trips for their family of five. So back to the point, which was that we were texting about Eric being a senior, and the time goes fast, faster as you get older. And he says, I realize that now. And so I just welcomed him to enjoy the moments as they come, because they soon pass too quickly often. And he said, yes, they do. So it was good to chat with him. And the perspective that he's gained, the maturity that he's gained now as a young man. And so we often forget that. We're so busy preparing that we miss the moment. And it's not always about the destination. It's about the journey. It's about the process. It's about the laughter and those moments that we just have fun. I think the movie's called Snow Day. Then there's a mother who's trying to have this meeting, and her son just wants to go out and play in the snow, and she's after this, and pretty soon he's out, and she goes out, has the cell phone, trying to make the call, and he's throwing snowballs at her, and finally she throws the cell phone and just decides to laugh and have fun with her son because she was missing the moment, which in our life is a series of moments that we can actually be present in. There's a saying that says the past is history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. So are you doing what you're doing when you're doing it? Are you really where you are when you're there? The Master Student book by David Ellis has a series of principles for mastery, to become a master student. And one of them is called Be Here Now. And that principle, this is a book that I used in the Upper Bound program for a number of years. And those principles, that's the one that jumps out. How often when we're at work, we think about what we need to be doing at home. When we're at home, we think about what we should be doing at work. When we're shopping, we're thinking about what our brains are somewhere else. And the cartoon that is used with that is a brain on the beach and a student sitting at a desk in school, and the body is there and the brain is popped open like a can and the brain's missing. The point is, of course, that you're not getting the most out of what you're doing when you're not focusing on what you're doing. So to truly get the benefit, you want to be where you are when you're there. So right now, as I'm focusing, as I'm here, I was on my drive home. So I was at my last few miles, and I can go ahead and call in, use my speakerphone, and start this segment. And so now as I'm doing the segment, my focus is on what we're talking about. And then when it's over, it'll be on my son and the time that we're spending together. And when he goes to bed, it will be, I have a friend / client who's calling me at 10 o'clock, which is in about 2.5 hours from now. And so then I'll focus my attention on our conversation. It's challenging. It's truly challenging to be where you are when you're there and do what you're doing when you're doing it. Give it a try to be really in the moment and see if you notice a difference, to actually enjoy. I did a training session today about service and about guests at a party, that when we throw parties, and Dale agreed that, you know, when you're a host or hostess, you really don't get to enjoy the party if you're running around to make sure everybody's got food and drinks and they're meeting each other and you're taking care of any problems, and it's much more relaxing, they all agree, to go to someone else's party, even if you're helping them. And so can you be a hostess or a host and still relax and enjoy your party? Well, sure, if you do some things differently, change your thinking about what it needs to look like or how, you know, the kind of food that you serve, that you can have buffet style, that doesn't need to be a sit-down dinner maybe, or whatever it may be, but stretch your thinking a little bit. And then related to service, we talked about those potential members that come into the credit union and inviting them and getting to know them and thanking them for being there, to truly be in the moment with them, and to give them the best service experience that they will have all day. And that's the mindset. And focusing on that during every interaction. It's harder to give exceptional service when you're thinking about all the other tasks that you need to do and what you need to do in your lunch hour. And so refocusing to, this person in front of me is the most important person to serve at this moment. So shifting your perspective to truly be where you are when you're there. If you're going holiday caroling, if you are enjoying some holiday specials on television together, it's okay to talk about and to think about and to teach about Christmases, Hanukkahs, Kwanzaas of the past, how things may be different now than they were then. Talking with grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts, uncles. Sometimes there's an elderly man or woman who lives in the neighborhood who's like an adopted grandparent, or some families do adopt a grandparent who's in a care facility. So ask them to share their holiday memories from when they were young. It helps children gain a perspective that's different from their own experience. So, other resources and websites. Well, as our young people in my life, my nieces and nephews will say when we're talking about something, do you know? And if nobody in the room knows, say, well, let's Google it. So you can go to google.com or any other search engine. And if you're looking for a gingerbread man recipe or any hint about, you know, making a holiday wreath or whatever it might be, you might find some very valuable websites or blogs people are sharing. Or if you are part of a social network like Facebook or MySpace or LinkedIn, that you can offer some interesting sessions or free telemessages, maybe doing a teleseminar or a webinar. Maybe someone's offering one, and that makes a great resource for you or a great gift. And speaking of great gifts, you can give things that are not necessarily things. Again, we talked about you could make them. You could also give people gifts of coaching, gifts of the passion test, for example. That's a wonderful gift. And I'm excited to share that the Passion Test for Teens and Kids is coming, excuse me, very soon, so they can learn that same process for prioritizing the five most important things in your life right now. So maybe looking for something unique, that something that gives all year long. Again, something you can make. So there are a lot of wonderful tools there. It is important to take care of yourself through the process of the month of December, because in countries like in we are now with winter, there are a lot of colds and flu, and when we get run down, when we're not getting enough sleep, when we're not eating right, we challenge our immune system. It's like going, nanner, 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 I dare you to keep me healthy. Because look at all the stuff I'm going to do to make it hard. So think about how important it is to take care of yourself, especially if other people rely on you to help take care of them. So sleeping, nutrition, exercise are all important in taking care of yourself so that you can give more to others. Sleep does make a difference in your immune system. It's like your immune system recharges when you're sleeping. Washing your hands. Get your hands wet. Add soap. At least 20 seconds. Singing the ABC song, Happy Birthday, Twinkle Twinkle Something. And then shutting off the water with an elbow or with a paper towel, and using paper towel on the door to help minimize germs and the spread of germs. Another way you can better enjoy the holidays is to stay healthy. I do think there's a website on hand washing too. It's National Hand Washing Awareness Week, I believe, or month. Just saw an email across my desk about that. With that reminder, I just share with you about how to wash your hands effectively. You know, and a lot of times with kids, it's flip, flip under the water. Did you use soap? Our test is, let me smell your hands, and as soon as Alex says no, I know that he didn't use soap. So back in the bathroom we go. And they did get to see germs at school, which was great, because now I can talk about those creepy, crawly things on your hands. Then when you touch your face or you eat something or touch your eyes, and then those germs get into your body. So you can be vigilant about hand washing. It's a great way to stay healthier. And your keyboard. You know, to turn off your electronics, and then you can use sanitizing wipes on your keyboard. Keyboards are awful. And I know that hand sanitizer is not the greatest, although I do use it, especially this season around before my keyboard, after my keyboard, again, to try to minimize germs. And to keep myself healthy so that I can enjoy those moments. So I hope that you found, before we get to that part, do you have a friend or two? Maybe you can have a cookie exchange because you all are you know, none of you like to bake a lot, so you each bake one kind of cookie and you do an exchange among four or five of you. Now you've got five different kinds of cookies that you can have. Or a wrapping party. You know, if you've got somebody who doesn't like to wrap, somebody who doesn't like to bake, somebody, you know, who maybe doesn't like to decorate, you all get together. And one person does the wrapping, who loves it. One person does baking, who loves that. And one person will make decorations, centerpieces or whatever, because that's what they love. So you get to be together, do the piece you love, and you all benefit. So the cookie exchange idea has been around for a while. And today we were talking about, what about wrapping or decorating? Or, you know, what other kinds of things could we exchange with each other? And people from days gone by would help each other when they had less of the, quote, modern conveniences than we have now. So ask for help. That was my last point on enjoying the holidays of December. If you're overwhelmed, it seems, if you're frustrated, if you're not able to enjoy things, if it's creating family stress, ask for help to share the responsibilities, to share the tasks, to contribute. Have a family meeting that says, okay, if we want to do these activities, here's how we need to each contribute in order to make it all happen. And do something nice for yourself so that you can continue to give, to make the positive difference that you make in your life and in the lives that you touch. Because every action is a ripple that you send out into the world. And the question is, are you sending out gentle, calming ripples, or are you sending out tidal waves by how you're speaking, acting, interacting with the people around you? And there's a question that I ask in some of my seminars, and it's, if you treated your friends and talked to your friends the way you treat and talk to yourself, would you have any friends? And it's surprising how many people will pause, look at me and say, I never thought of it like that. So treat yourself like you treat your friends. And on the flip side, we often will treat strangers with more courtesy, kindness than we treat the people we love. And so to help enjoy the holidays, maybe refocus on the common courtesies, the please, the thank you, the respect, the communication with the people that are most important to you, so they know that. So with our last 2 minutes that we have remaining, hopefully there's been something in tonight's segment that has sparked an idea for you, maybe a new thought, a new approach around the holidays, so that you can enjoy the month of December and the many activities and traditions and celebrations that occur during this month. Find one to take action on in the week ahead. Maybe it's planning out and mapping out the rest of the December and prioritizing, okay, what is most important to do and what is something that we can say, well, maybe we can wait on that. Or maybe we cannot do that this year. And asking for the contribution of others as you give and balance giving and receiving in this month of wonderful holidays. As always, it is my pleasure to spend time with you, and I thank you for investing your time with me to listen, to learn, to explore, to grow. That you can discover strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that can ignite a spark for you to create the life that you desire and deserve. Wherever you are on the planet, may you enjoy the holidays of December and the celebrations of the presence that you have every moment. And a thought in closing from Norman Vincent Peale: change your thoughts, and you change your world. May you enjoy great thoughts in the month ahead as you continue to make a positive difference in your life and in the lives you touch. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.